Good morning and happy wealthy Tuesday. I almost said wealthy Wednesday. I'm out of sorts. I'm crossing over to the third trimester and feeling all the feels, if I'm being completely honest. There's lots of emotions, lots of challenges, both personally and professionally, and it's a lot. But I know myself, and I know that I can do hard things, and I also know that it's just going to be that much sweeter. Like, every breakdown has a beautiful, beautiful breakthrough. So I have been, like, seriously coaching myself and doing lots of journaling and meditating and personal development and plugging into my coaches and mentors. We actually have a mastermind call for the mastermind that I'm in today, and I'm really looking forward to that. But yeah, it's just a lot. And it's okay. It's okay. Like, I am not going to pretend that it's not, because that is lying to you, and I don't want to do that. And also, I think it's important, because in the world of social media, everyone looks like they're crushing it and that it's easy. And, like, I'm all for making things easier, which is perfect for today's topic of automating your business and how to do that. But it doesn't mean that there's not, like, still challenges, right? Like, even think of, like, the best marriage, or, you know, you loving your kids, or you starting a new hobby. Like, there's always challenges with anything, but we can make it fun, we can make it easier. And I always like to say, the shit is hard enough, so don't make it harder than it needs to be. So look for where we can make it easier, make it more fun, because I don't want you to have to, like, torture yourself to get there. So automating your business can be extremely supportive, so you don't stress yourself out more than we need to, right? Like, there's going to be moments where you're like, okay, breathe, right? You're a human being. You're an emotional creature. You're going to have all the emotions. And I think we're just so programmed to think that that's bad. Like, if you're mad or sad or frustrated or excited or happy, like, feel it all and then move into what's going to support you the best. And sometimes that is feeling it out. Like, Friday night, I just cried. Like, I just needed an emotional release. And I didn't feel shameful about it. So that feels good. That's a huge win, because it wasn't always that way. I would cry in silence and not let anyone know. And now I just publicly talk about it, at least to my lifers. And you're one of my lifers. So let's talk about automating your business, because this is super sexy, but it's going to require some work. I'm actually helping a few businesses do this, like, hands-on do this and support them. I've worked really hard to automate my business. It continues, because as you grow, you need more automation, but we've really come a long way. And there's so much that you can automate. But we really want to work on automating even just little things. So when it comes to your business, because tomorrow we'll talk about automating your life. So come back for that. Let me change lanes here. So automating your business, I want you to think about what is stressing you out in your business. Is it sales? Is it marketing? Is it administrative? Is it all of the above? So we want to get the most bang for our buck based on your specific business. So this is a way to, like, customize it. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I have so many tasks in my head, and I have a team and I don't know what they're doing, and, like, everyone's running around with their heads cut off, then I would recommend we focus on administrative first. If you're like, oh my gosh, I have all of these clients, and I have, like, notes in every which way for them, and it feels like a hot mess, or anything like that, or you're trying to, like, get them scheduled and it's just, again, hot mess, then we would focus on, like, the client experience. If you're like, I wake up every single day and I don't know what I'm talking about on social media and I'm constantly freaking out, then we would focus on marketing, right? So we really, from a business perspective, want to get clear on like what pieces and parts of your business are stressing you out. You may be listening and be like, Nelly, it's all of it. Like, it's all of it. Please help me. So put it in order of importance though. Like, ask yourself, okay, if I could focus on the first one, what would the first one be? And everyone has different opinions, but about this, but I like to really think about revenue generating ideas. So, because when we can have more money, then we can have more people support you with the automation, right? So it's kind of a way to double dip. So if we focus on like sales or marketing to automate, because that's going to create more money, then that's going to be super helpful. Equally, we want to make sure we have, let's say, like, I always call it the Oprah effect. If Oprah shouted you out today, would you have processes and automation in place to be able to accommodate that many more people, however many it is, whether it's 100 orders or 1,000 orders? Like, are you prepared for that growth? Because, like, at the end of the day, like, we all want to be millionaires, right? Like, we all want to make more money, but are we ready for it? So, and if you say no, then I would actually skip to, let's do the back end stuff. Let's get ready for those orders. Like, how can we streamline it? So, which will also help still with money, because you would go to that first and then go to sales and marketing, so you're actually ready for it. But if you're like, oh no, my back end is dialed in, I'm ready for all the humans to know about it, then go to sales and marketing. So that can be huge. A lot of people want to focus on like the admin stuff, and although that, like, obviously that is very, very stressful, it's not gonna pay the bills, right? So like, If our Google Drive is a little bit of a hot mess for a while, that's okay. Let's hone in on the client customer experience, sales and marketing, and then come back and clean up admin. So when it comes to automating your business, we want predictability, right? Automation doesn't mean it's always going to be done like a robot, but it means that, like, think about when you wake up. You wake up, you go to the bathroom, you brush your teeth, you like wash your face. You're not even really thinking about it because it's so automatic, but you're still manually doing it, right? So automatic doesn't always mean that it's done by a robot, but there are amazing, amazing tools and resources out there that can help you do that, of course. So, but I just want you to think about automation in a different way of like, all right, if we are focusing on the client customer experience, when someone signs up or when somebody buys from you, and you might have to go product by product, program by program, right? So the more complex your business is, like, no wonder you're stressed the fuck out, right? A lot of businesses think that they need to keep adding more and more and more to make more and more and more, but it's actually stressing you out. So I want you to pick one, if it's client experience, customer experience, right? Whichever you phrase your people, then I want you to pick the product that is making you the most money, and I want you to automate the shit out of it, okay? So which one is making you the most money, and where is there room for improvement, right? Just for that one product, program, or service. Okay, so which one is making you more money? Okay, so once we do that, then we can get really, really clear on, all right, we've got our biggest money maker is ready for more money, right? Because it's automated, it's ready, right? Even if it means you get to train more people of like, okay, when somebody's onboarded, I want you to do these 10 things. Here's the checklist, right? And they're ready to go. Or if we need to order supplies, or if we need to have an inventory list, right? Like, you're a smart ass woman. And so we just need to sit down. If you need to go to like a coffee shop, and have your significant other, watch the children, go to a coffee shop, just sit in your car, like, do whatever you have to do to make this a priority. I'm telling you, this is going to be a game fucking changer, okay? So all of the improvements, okay? And then once we do that, then it's enrolling the support. Remember, we had an episode on asking for more help. So you don't have to do this alone. You can say, hey, for the next week, we are maximizing and focusing on our client customer experience. And here's what exactly we need to do. So you can do a team huddle, whether that's a team of 2 or 10 or 20 or 200, it doesn't matter. But there's power in numbers, right? Like, you could legit even pay somebody for a week and just say, hey, I have $500 to spend and I need somebody for 1 week to help me do XYZ. That person is going to work their tail off, right? Because they're going to want paid, right? And they don't get paid until the end of the week. So this can just be a really cool thing to do as a strategy of, like, okay, week one, we're doing client customer experience. Week two, we're going to do, this is like a genius fucking idea, right? Like, week two, we're going to work on sales and marketing, and we're going to automate the crap out of it, right? Plan 6 months of content, right? Maybe even start recording reels and TikToks and podcast, or take photos. Like, you can legit even go, like, my business bestie and I did this in the pandemic. We literally took our phones and went around town and just took photos. And, like, that was our photo shoot, and we did it for each other, right? So you don't always have to, like, spend boatloads of money, right? But it's being focused. And again, we could hire a few people for just that week if we needed to or wanted to, right? Which would be huge. And so after we did sales and marketing, then week three, ding, 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 could be admin. Now, admin may need a little bit more time, if I'm honest, when I talk to other entrepreneurs, because that's the biggest, heaviest stuff. They've got papers everywhere. They don't have a task management tool, et cetera, et cetera. So that may need 2 weeks. But even if you needed 2 weeks to do it, and you could still do other things during these weeks, it's not realistic to say that you're not going to do anything else. So, but, like, can you imagine after 30 fucking days, you would have a whole different business, right? That would set you up for long-term scaling success. Scaling success, right? So it will require you to be focused, discipline, right? To probably work a little extra hours, to spend a little bit more extra money. I have one of my elite clients, I'm helping them get their whole task management tool up and running, and they're literally just brain dumping everything with me of, like, what they need to move forward. And I'm doing a lot of the heavy lifting for them, right? Like, I just sent them updates last night and this morning, and I was working on it for them. It's a delight to do it. It's a delight to support them. That's more of our white glove experience, where I'm just going to do it for you. I'm still going to need a little bit of your support, but it allows them to go do something else, right? And they're crushing it. And I told them, I'm like, you're already crushing it. Like, I can only imagine when we dial all of this stuff in. So within 30 days, you could have so much done. So don't use the excuse of, I don't know where to start, or I'm overwhelmed, or I don't have enough money, right? If you got to make a time, you got to make the time, right? Like, I checked my screen time last week and I did 27 fucking hours on Facebook, Instagram. I don't need to be on there that long, right? So I did an experiment on Sunday where I didn't do anything. I didn't do any social, and I got so much done of what I'm telling you to do, right? Like, I stayed off social for one day. Guess what? My business is totally okay. It's still alive. No one probably even noticed, right? It's all right. And so even, you know, just doing less you can make you more, right? By like focusing in on saying week one, we're doing the client customer experience for one, our biggest moneymaker is where I would focus. If you've got more time and energy, obviously you could like do a whole refresh of all of your things. Or if you only offer one thing, then you're going to be good. But if you have a lot of things in your product suite, I would focus on the one that's making you the most amount of money. I have cut out so many revenue streams over the last year, and we're more lean, right? I have less team members. It's huge. So, less is more. I promise you, less is more. Because here's the thing, even if you make less money, but you have more profit, isn't that better? Right? Like, it's so crazy. And I am guilty of this too. In 2021, I chased so much top line revenue, but my expenses kept expanding and expanding and expanding. And so I've done a lot of reversing of that this year of like, yes, I want my revenue to expand. Of course, I'm a business owner. And I don't want my expenses to keep increasing, right? There's this thing called the hockey stick effect where like, yes, there is a lot of investing going into the business, right? But that also has a shelf life, in my opinion, and I don't want to have that become a habit. So taking a step back and slowing down for a hot second is so, so valuable. And so doing this for 30 days is going to help you just see your business in different ways, see where the gaps are, see where balls are dropping, and just slow the fuck down for just a hot second. And like I said, let's wrap it all up. Week one would be all about that main bestseller product that's making you the most money, and how can we improve that customer experience, right? Automated onboarding processes. Maybe there's a point person that is dedicated to them. Maybe there's Google Forms that people can fill out, so you don't have to like keep going back and forth with people. So there's tons and tons of things that we could do, and we just need to sit down and do them. So you would brain dump all of that, and then we would spend a whole week doing stuff to make it better, right? And so it's kind of like this race to the end of the week, which is fun because entrepreneurs are big procrastinators. So however long we give ourselves is how long things will take. So you could make it this like fun game of like, by the end of the week, I get this reward because I did all these things to improve my business. And it can be something super small too. It doesn't have to be anything big and extravagant. So there's that. Okay. Week two is the sales and marketing piece, right? So like, how are we actually selling? Do we have ads running? Who can help us with ads? Let's get ads up and running, right? Can we bulk create some email marketing campaigns, text marketing campaigns, podcasts, reels, TikToks, take some photos, write some content? I even love like, cause that's more like creative stuff, like going somewhere. So even if you rented like a hotel or an Airbnb, even for a few days, you could knock out so much stuff. You could get your makeup done. I always feel way more excited to be on camera. I'm just being honest. When I have my makeup done professionally, I'm like, ooh, right? Or my lashes are done, I'm like, ah, right? Or I have a wig on, like just something like just more like celebrity status, makes me feel like I'm in the character of marketing my business. It's not every day that I do that, right? But like, just imagine how much you could get done in a week, right? And then the last round would be admin, right? And like I said, you may need a couple weeks to do that, because there's gonna be so much to do if I had to guess, right? Like, for admin, that would require, you know, SOPs, which is like standard operating procedures, right? So like, how do we actually do things in your business? That is organizing your Google Drive or your files, going paperless, right? That is organizing photos. That is making a task management tool, right? Cleaning up your inbox, cleaning up your DMs, right? Like just the more admin thing, make sure like all the bills are paid. Maybe we automate some bills and put them on auto pay. I love doing that. That it's so much easier and energetically just feels better. I know when they're coming out and I don't have to do anything, right? So this is just a different way of looking at automating your business, because 30 days would legit transform your whole business, right? And like make you less stressed. And sometimes I think we choose to stay stressed. Like, I'm just being honest. I think sometimes we love the drama of like, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed, I'm so overwhelmed, right? It's kind of trendy. Like, hustle culture is very trendy. And so it's almost like we're like, it doesn't feel good, but like for some reason we keep doing it, right? And so when is enough going to be enough? And trust me, I am talking to myself too. I've had to really work hard to deprogram hustle culture in my business. I love being go, 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 go. And there's a time and a season for that. But with baby coming, like, this is such a priority to me, to automate things, to streamline things, and to help other people do it too, right? So like, I see the benefit. I'm doing this with you. I'm in the trenches, and I'm reaping the rewards too. And so like, I say this podcast because I want you to reap the rewards as well. I'm actually going to be creating a cohort called Inner Circle Elite for this type of work. If you want more hands-on support, it's only going to be available for 10 entrepreneurs. And it is very hands-on, very supportive, and it's not going to take a ton of your time, meaning like, as a group, we're going to meet, and we'll have like a small group chat for just support, but you're going to get lots of direct coaching, because all 10 of these people probably have the same exact problem. So instead of coaching you all individually, it's getting you all together, so that way I can support you and you can support each other, and we can just streamline the fuck out of your business, decrease your stress as the CEO, and really take this to the next level for you, right? Like, I know you've got big goals and dreams, and so you need a dream team in order to accomplish those dreams. So I'm in the early stages of formulating the 10 people. And so if you're really considering like, oh my gosh, I would love a small group to be able to support me. Like I said, it's going to be very hands-on, very supportive. I'm going to help you do things. I've been doing that on my one-on-one calls, and I'm just like, okay, this is a big problem for entrepreneurs. So it's going to just be a really unique experience, and I'm super excited about it. So if you want to chat more about it, let me know. Like I said, I'm in the early stages of figuring out like, what is a good time for these 10 people? Who are these 10 humans? And getting super clear on like how we can just massively explode their business and be such a huge part of their business, and help them take it to the next level and have fun doing it too. So I'm super excited to help 10 entrepreneurs, 10 CEOs scale their business and take it to the next level. So if you want to chat more, let me know. I had this in my launch plans to start after baby, and I'm just feeling really called. I've just had so many conversations with so many entrepreneurs where this is a big stressor. And so as I've got the time before baby, I'm like, we can totally get this started before baby and give you homework to do while I take December off, and give you plenty to do. We would meet like once in September, December. But December is such a busy month for people in their holidays. So it's almost like by design of like, hey, we're going to like ramp up before the holidays. Everyone's going to have a little bit of homework and they can work on their own time. But we'll take a little breather for the holidays and then come back. And with that new year energy is so juicy and delicious that we would already have momentum. So it feels good. I'm just listening to my intuition. So if you want to chat more about it, just let me know. Would love to chat, and we can figure that out. So DM me, text me, email me, do whatever's easiest for you. But I love you. I'm going to go get a coffee, and I've got a couple clients today, and it's going to be a great day.